We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The latest rage for kids is driving entire neighborhoods crazy. It's called
Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
That's like an alarm clock.
With Dusty Hera.
Well, you want to woo-woo.
And NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
It's that woo-woo.
Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080.
They think it's a fad. It's going to go away. It's not going away. It's driving me nuts.
The Fan.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. 23rd of May. How you doing? Over there, Mr. Cleland. You good?
Bonjour. Over there?
Over there.
Are we at the... Where are we at?
What?
We in Missouri?
Nope. Portland, Oregon, dude.
Okay.
Yep. How you doing?
I have a new favorite thing.
What?
You ask that as a very inquisitory, what? And that's like my kid. That's like my kid. Every time I call the home phone... I go,
wait, you have a landline?
Of course I do. I have a home phone. And I ask him, and he answers the damn phone like this. Going through the puberty stage.
Yeah.
I'm like, look, answer the damn phone by saying, hello, Cleland residents.
Oh, wow. That is very official.
Yeah.
You learn do how to, hello, is there, Cleland
residents?
Is
there nothing more obnoxious when someone just goes, hello? Isn't that just a teenager answer?
Yeah.
Answer the phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, man. Answer the phone.
Is that how you answer the phone?
I say, hello, Cameron. This is Cameron. If I don't recognize the number, that's how I always answer the phone.
Okay.
So because
even
nobody's
at home?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't really answer the home phone. The home phone is just for the kids. They don't have mobile phones. So they use the home phone. They got to memorize everybody's number. So I was getting on him because they answer the damn phone. I'm like, don't answer the phone like that.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't you? I mean, do you remember answering the phone?
Yeah.
Your parents didn't make you say Cleland residents or Hera residents?
They definitely didn't make me say Cleland's, but no.
Well, no,
it was just hello did fine. Hello was okay.
Well, you're a big hello guy. I mean, you start every show with...
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I just didn't know, because when I said I got a new favorite thing, you're like, what?
What?
It's like, good morning. What? Cam's got a new favorite thing. What?
What?
Doesn't matter.
What's that?
We don't care.
No, what is it?
The baby face Snapchat thing.
Okay, so you're freaked out about the changing from
that
men
one
to
I
women.
I don't want
but any, you're okay
that's witchcraft.
With
that's witchcraft.
Oh, but changing your face to a baby isn't?
The Bill Belichick rant was hysterical.
Snapchat's on a good one right now.
I don't use Snapchat. I'm not a Snapchat individual, but my goodness, is that hysterical.
I have Snapchat, never use it, except for when things like this pop up, and I'm like, okay, I'll check out what this is all about.
I think it's fantastic.
If you don't know, you could just put your face up, and they can do videos, pictures, where they turn you into a baby.
And they change your voice, too.
Yeah, they baby-fy it.
It's pretty dang funny.
Filters all over the place.
The Bill Belichick rant, we're on to Cincinnati. We're on to Seattle. We're moving. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Have you seen the Stephen A. Smith one?
Yes, I have.
He does his
yes.
big rants.
Yes.
The ones where he gets fired up.
Yeah.
They make
it's
his
wonderful.
And it really does. It looks like what I think Stephen A. Smith looked like as a baby.
I mean, they had the Magic Johnson and the Stephen A. Smith conversation go back and forth. It was hysterical. It was a little baby magic.
Preston, have you done the baby face filter yet?
I haven't done it for myself, but I've seen
him. What are you talking
about?
And he's walking in every day. His face still looks like
the same. I think that yours would look exactly
the
same.
Come on, I got a scruff going.
Dude, you and Patch Adams over here, get some facial hair growth.
You want me to?
I don't know.
I could do it. But
I don't think you could.
If you two guys.
You could grow a beard.
You two guys combined.
I had a giant beard last summer.
What's a giant beard? You and Steph Curry, giant beards?
It looked like Steph's, yeah.
That's not a giant beard.
That's not a giant beard.
That's not a giant beard.
Yeah, it wasn't a giant beard. It was a beard.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a beard.
I want Dusty to grow it out.
It was like much longer than what you have going on right now, Cam.
Well, no, I thin mine out every now and then. I take a little two guard, a little one guard, a little edger.
But
I can go full Grizzly Adams.
And the Stephen A. one is just, it cracks me up because of the way he looks.
Well,
and he looks
like
exactly, it's like exactly like a 10-year-old Stephen A. Yeah.
But when you go back and you sit there and you watch his rants as a baby, you go, he is just a big baby with a vocabulary that's very pretty large, vocabulary. You know?
Large vocabulary.
He would have been on like, he would have definitely gone on like Oprah.
How do they do?
Or Ellen.
True.
In,
yes.
Because he would have been the baby with the big vocabulary, big, you know? You know how they bring in the one that has knows all the state capitals and can list the presidents and all that stuff?
They had
those kids
they had
that
the
come
astronaut
along?
Kid on the other day with Tom Hanks.
Oh, really?
Tom Hanks was quite offended that Buzz Lightyear was his favorite.
Oh.
You don't like Woody?
Yeah. How can you not? You're sitting right next to Woody. That's the great thing about children, though. They will just tell you exactly. Like,
oh,
no,
I love it.
I don't like... No, I don't like Woody. Buzz Lightyear's my guy.
They're real.
What's wrong with you?
They don't have what's called filters.
No.
I love that.
But Tom Hanks, he can come right back over the top and be like, oh, well, if you like astronauts, you ever seen a little movie called Apollo 13?
Tom Hanks is the greatest. He is probably top. He's right there either one or two actors all time for me.
Yeah, he's one of my faves.
He's incredible.
And he just seems like a good guy, too.
Seems like a great guy.
His kids have turned out okay, you know?
Does that make you a good person if your kids are okay?
Well, I mean...
Don't tell Kellen Winslow Sr. that.
What? No, well, his kids didn't turn out okay, so...
One of them, not right now.
I mean, I'm just sitting there and I'm saying he seems well-adjusted because how many times do we find these people that are, like... ridiculously A-plus actors.
Yeah, no, it's very difficult.
And their kids turn into turds, you know?
That's my thing. You could be a great parent and your kid could just be a turd. But you can't do anything about that.
That's where I go, like, Tom Hanks in, what's her name? What's his wife's name? Rita Hanks?
Yeah. My favorite role is her in, what's with Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Christmas movie? Turbo Man. Remember, she was the wife?
Yeah, okay,
what's
yeah.
What's that? Chris, what's the name of that
It
movie?
Was Crawford's favorite. It's his favorite. Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way.
Jingle
What a great role she was in that one.
Yeah. Sorry. But they kind of have, they didn't live that super celebrity life, you know? I'm sure they were wealthy. They had a great house and all that stuff, but they didn't live that ridiculous celebrity life. And as this one says, one of Tom Hanks's son is trying to claim he's from the streets or something like that. Remember, he does have one of his sons is a rapper, and he kind of made fun of his son for when his son
did out with Robin Thicke.
He did a rap about the streets or something, and he was like, "What is he talking about?"
Well, you want to be different than his dad.
Yeah, and I mean,
so I back to the baby face filter. If you have facial hair, does it take your facial hair away?
Stephen A's goatee is gone. They try to do it the best that they can, but it's hard.
You filter
to
it out.
Yeah.
So what if you have
smooth
a big beard?
I don't think you can.
You can't do
it
if you have a big beard.
No,
you have to be a clean faced.
If you ever want to see what a child with facial hair looks like, I mean, I guess you could throw on the baby face filter.
But the making the female one, that was where you change. That's witchcraft.
See, why does that bother you so much?
I don't. That was witchcraft. That one bothered.
Is it? It frightens you.
It was terrifying. Very terrifying. But the baby face is cute.
Like, why is it just so scary?
I don't know. It's just like you're afraid of snakes.
Do you secretly, like, want to be a woman? I don't secretly want to be a snake.
I'm not afraid of women.
Is that why you...
Do you think that if you see yourself...
I know, but if you think you see yourself with the woman face filter, you'd be like, oh, you're kind of hot.
No, I find it very... creepy. The baby face is cute. Maybe because the first two I saw were Dirt and Sprague, and that probably tarnished and scarred me for life because I saw Dirt and I saw Sprague, and it was ruined.
I have on my phone my entire family from our Easter dinner that we went around.
No.
And I have every single picture of my entire family, and boy, it's something.
Yeah.
It sure is something.
It's something.
My brother-in-law, Alan... I'm not going to lie. He's kind of a hot woman.
Don't.
He was.
See, there's the
problem. He was attractive. I'm going to show you a picture.
I don't want to see it.
And you'd be like, whoa.
Nope, I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Alan is attractive.
That's why it's called a filter.
It was crazy, dude. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a filter, and I think a lot of people are going to be getting catfished because of it. Definitely going to be getting catfished.
What does that mean?
Oh, you know, that's what, like, Manti Te'o, where... You
create your own girlfriend?
Date somebody online and you just string them along further and further and further, but the person doesn't really exist and you create Like an entire, identity. Yeah, you have false identity and you make somebody fall in love with you. That's what happened to Manti Te'o. And remember, she died and he kind of made up that story and it was pretty embarrassing. It seems like people have forgotten about Manti Te'o
Hot dates.
Yeah, they'll call you and talk like that on the phone for hours and hours, but they'll never meet you. Catfishing, it's a thing. They have a whole show about it on MTV. Catfish. All right.
You missed it. You guys are late. You guys are late. Text line, you guys are late. Better you today, text line, you're late. I've already covered that. I was first to this story. I am first. Sorry.
We have a texter wanting us to discuss Kurt Warner saying Russell Wilson isn't a top five. He says top 10, but not a top five quarterback in the NFL. And Cam's the one that got into a Twitter fight with him. Like, it was a...
I feel like I broke this story. I feel like I big J journalism this thing. I Twitter warred this 2 days ago.
You were the first Seahawks fan to respond.
I was.
Because you know that Seahawk fan. It was only a matter of time, but you were the first one to do it.
I was. And I got an actual response from Kurt. And then I got a second response from Kurt. He got very defensive to another fan.
He's not a good passer. He's not a...
No, he didn't say complete passer.
Complete passer.
He said, Kurt, I'm sorry. He's not a complete passer.
He incomplete passes a lot of balls. That's what he meant, probably. All right, on today's show, fans are trying to get Kawhi Leonard to stay in Toronto in a very peculiar way. We will discuss that. One college has been kicked out of its conference for being too good.
God, is this high school?
No, it's a college conference. There's a murder monkey on the loose in India. And we have actually some baseball stuff. On a day where there's no NBA playoffs, no NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, baseball actually took over, plus some football to get to as well. But where we start?
I remember it was just like yesterday.
All right, this is awesome. 1915, the Chicago Tribune announced a contest with an unusual prize. There would be three winners of this contest, and they would join one of Chicago's three major league teams. Okay? One would join the Cubs, one would join the White Sox, and one would join the Chicago Whales of the Federal League. They would go for one road trip during the season, and they would actually play for the team. The contest was open to anybody over the age of 21, and it actually started the careers of Henry Rasmussen and Charlie Pukos. Yeah. And they ended up playing like several years in the major leagues because they won a contest with the Chicago Tribune.
No tryouts or anything?
No.
You just wrote your name in and they pulled your name out of a hat?
And you win.
How do you find two guys that are able to play baseball by doing that?
In 1915, bro.
Look at that.
1915.
How fun would it be to go on a road trip back in the early 1900s or the 1920s and get on a train and be in Babe Ruth's train car?
Probably pretty drunk.
Man, would that be a blast.
That would be awesome.
Can you imagine the epic trip from New York to Chicago by train?
Ugh.
You think road trips are great now as pros? Whoa, Nelly.
Well, it probably would have been long, and they didn't stay in the nicest hotels.
It doesn't matter.
You know? I don't know if I would have wanted to be around back then. There's a lot of disease and dirtiness.
Life is so much simpler then. You didn't have technology. You just got on a train. Baseball was king.
But it was kind of longer. Like, life moved a lot slower.
That's a good thing. It's a good thing.
See?
We're moving too fast nowadays.
And that's why we're
Snapchat
different.
Snapchat filters and Twitter. And
yeah, they'll turn you right into a chick right in front of you.
Yeah.
55305. Better you today. Ooh. Okay.
And
well,
I have big 1985 news also.
Oh, you do?
Big 1985 news.
Well, we'll get to 1985 news next on The Fan.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan.
I did ride with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
All right, 55305. Better you today, text line.
Bringing it back with a highwayman.
I think 1915 is too far to go back in time. I'd like to go back to like the 70s, 60s.
See, this person says, well, you can't go simple isn't always better. You want polio? My dad had polio.
Your dad had polio?
My dad had polio.
And he's not in the iron lung, huh?
No.
I read an article about...
82 years old, still going.
I read an article about the iron lung. There's like one living person still in the iron lung. And it was starting to break down. And like a local mechanic was like, oh, crap. So he went and he like found the parts and kind of refabbed some parts to make sure this guy didn't die.
That's incredible.
Because he still uses the iron lung.
Yeah.
One person's left because of polio.
Yeah, my dad told me about times he couldn't walk. And my mom had stuff called romantic fever. Something like that. I'm really butchering it.
I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about, so I'm not going to judge you.
Yeah.
Somebody will
it
know.
It did sound scary. Romantic fever?
Rheumatic.
Rheumatic. Thank you. Boo. Whoa.
P1 Jesse getting
Thank you,
there.
You Fremere. Not romantic. Rheumatic fever. So my dad had polio, my mom had rheumatic fever. But yeah, let's go back to that time.
Can I just say I would love to go back to the 70s. To
big bell bottoms
to see big.
You would have done some LSD.
I knew free love I knew time. You were gonna bring that up. Mm. Maybe,
a lot of brown
you know, maybe
and
I would
orange.
Have dabbled. Yeah, just dabbled a bit.
You would have dabbled in LSD. Cool. I don't think you dabble in LSD. I think you jump right into LSD.
I would have loved to be there for the Blazers title. And
yeah, that would have been sweet.
Like I've watched documentaries on it and seeing the city just shut down for a week. You know, out near Pioneer Courthouse Square and all that. Just going crazy.
You talk about simpler times. Bill Walton hitchhiked to the parade
because
he passed out, was so drunk that I think it was Maurice Lucas couldn't wake him up for the parade, so he just left him.
Well, at least he didn't Doc Gooden it and not even show up.
True that.
Dude, Bill Walton used to ride his bike around like Tillamook and just go berry picking. He was and during his playing days for the Blazers, he was something.
Oh, man.
That's something.
Yes, it is. Hey. I was watching the Lakers Celtics 30 for 30, and Bill Walton was on it for when he re-signed when he signed with the Celtics in mid 80s, and everybody thought he was washed up.
85.
And he was talking about, he's like, I was riding my bike from Portland to Mexico. And I was like, wait, what? You did a bike ride? Like, his preseason training routine was riding his bike from Oregon to Mexico. And he's like, the whole time I was thinking, Jabbar. He just wanted to beat Kareem. It was the weirdest thing
I've
ever seen.
He rode his bike like everywhere. I mean, like hundreds of miles a week.
And that also,
all the time.
Side effect, potentially, of LSD right there.
Potentially.
Psychedelics. Bill Walton.
He wouldn't have rode his bike so much, so many dang knee problems.
Mm. Well, it's low impact.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Okay, you had today in, was it sports history or just history? 1985. You wanted to bring up 1985.
Well, the Bears won the Super Bowl. Did you know that?
Nostalgic wise,
God, thanks. People are just flying at me this morning. That was a good one, though. That was a good one. I like to tip my cap to that. It was a good one.
Oh, we'll read it. Totally explains why Cam came out as a husky. Poor, sickly parents. That's so.
It was well done. I appreciate a good troll. That was good in the morning. 1985 was very important. So I was sitting, I remember Little League practice or Little League game. I remember walking in and running over. And it was an important time for all of us because there's a show that's coming out with its third season. Are you a fan of Stranger Things?
4th of July, right?
4th of July, so Stranger Things is coming out. But of the biggest brands in the history of all time, one of the beverage brand made a huge change in 1985. And I still remember doing that. It was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. Just got done with the Little League game, and everybody said, it's here. It's here. And we ran around and ran into the cooler because there was only two little coolers, Big Lake Grocery. It's a small little place called Big Lake. We ran in. We wanted to try New Coke.
Oh.
New Coke had been released in 1985. Coke. Those of you who don't remember, those of you that are my age. Or
I
maybe
was
do
one.
That.
I did
You
not.
Were not drinking New Coke. I if your parents not. Were, you know, feeding you New Coke at the time, that'd be a problem.
Right.
But I remember cracking the can open. I can still taste the flavor. That's the distinct part about it. And I don't know if anybody else could do that. Is that I remember the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, this is all right. And then I immediately went to my television and saw the Max Headroom. If you remember Max Headroom. And all of the kind of commercials and the Coke and everything like that. And now because of Stranger Things and their relationship with Coke. Coke is re-releasing New Coke. 1985. Bringing it back 34 years later.
Just for Stranger Things, huh?
Just for Stranger Things, because it's a pretty prominent brand within the Stranger Things TV show.
You know, product placement in shows, a lot of things we don't even realize that they're doing it to us. Like, this one is obvious. It's in your face. Like, hey, because Stranger Things is talking about New Coke and it's taking place in 85, we're going to re-release New Coke. There's so many things, like, you don't even realize, like, how perfectly an actor picks up a product to drink it. And you're like, oh, okay. Product placement is here. And it's not as in your face as that. I think we get kind of, they slip that past us.
Well, it's only going to be allowed. There's only a couple places you're going to be able to get New Coke. It's online. And then they're going to have, in certain markets across the country, they're going to have an upside down vending machine for Stranger Things because of the upside down.
Wait, so the vending machine's going to be upside down? So I have to like bend over to put my dollar in?
I don't know because it's part of the upside down vending machines.
Okay.
Because of the upside down. I don't know how they'll be, but you'll be able to get New Coke.
I'm excited for Stranger Things to come back. I really do. I really enjoy that show. And I think that they don't have very many seasons left in them because it's taking so long.
Well, the kids are going to grow.
Yeah, it's taking so long to produce. It's like, okay, I don't believe that little Dustin there is 12 anymore because he's 18 years old.
It's all right. 11 can't be 11 forever.
It's like Game of Thrones. Like, they just had to, like,
well, everybody grows up.
Pretend that Arya is still 12.
I'm proud of you. All grows up.
All grows up.
1985 was a great year. It's a great year.
Yeah, it's the year my wife was born.
Don't get semantical on me with the Bears.
It's 85 season.
I don't kiss 85 season. Don't get semantical with me.
85, don't remember it, but I heard it was good. I'd like to think 84.
You
like
the power of love in 1985?
Yeah.
You want to go back to 1955?
Remember when we talked about that? Well, one of Huey Lewis in the news guys is living here in Lake Oswego.
I did not know that.
Well, yeah, we talked about it. And I think you said I did not know it.
And I say that again.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. But that is New Coke. What did it taste like, you said?
I can't describe it, but I know the flavor. I just know it. I can taste it in my brain.
Because I remember.
That's scary.
Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah, that
Clear
was your
Pepsi. That was the New Coke of Pepsi. It was a big slap in the face.
We had all the new Mountain Dews when I was younger.
You still have the new Mountain Dews.
I'm not a Mountain Dew guy. I don't drink any of those.
Still going on.
Original Mountain Dew is the only one that's any good.
But I've heard New Coke was basically Coke, but instead of sugar, they use like Sweet and Low is what it kind of tasted like. Like it was kind of a ugh. Ugh.
So would you use that as pungent? Big word day? Very pungent, sharp, distinct?
Yeah, I'd use all of those words. Okay. Yeah, well, P1 Steve would just say, I recall New Coke. It sucked. So sucked would be a good descriptor of it.
It didn't hang out very long.
Well, it'll hang out this summer. And I bet you there's going to be people like, I like this better than the original.
It's going to be full nostalgia mode. Anything that's nostalgic to the eras of every group. Think about people. I'm an 80s kid. I mean, I'm born 75, but I grew up in that decade. Anything in that decade, I will just slobber over.
Okay.
It's terrifying, but it is.
You'll what? Over?
Like, oh, slobber. Okay. Stompers, 80s TV shows.
What are stompers?
Don't you dare start with me. Stompers? Don't you dare. We've done this. This is not summer yet. Don't get me started with stompers. Little toy cars with
Christ.
The battery in it.
Yeah, yeah,
little
yeah,
toy
okay.
cars,
yeah,
Transformers,
yeah, yeah.
GoBots.
I
mean,
gotcha.
The whole decade was just revolutionary. It's the greatest decade ever.
I'm trying to wind you up on a Thursday and let you go loose. Because now the Blazers are over, we're winding things down. We are going to start getting into our summer months here. Yeah. So you got to get in that mindset, dude.
I do. Tonka toys and my Tonka truck.
Tonka trucks were great.
I have my Tonka truck.
All right. In Toronto.
Diamondback bike.
I had a Diamondback, too.
I did.
Cool. Twinsies. In Toronto, fans are trying to do something to get to Kawhi Leonard to stay with the Raptors. What would be the tipping point for you to stay in a city?
Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
Every morning at 6:30, Dusty and Cam want to hear from you.
Come out to the coast. We get together, have a few laughs.
It's time for Dusty and Cam's P1 Social.
Want me to drive?
No, I'll drive.
The time of the day where you drive the conversation.
Well, we're waiting.
Text us on the Better You Today text line at 55305 and get social with us.
This is your time.
On 1080.
Now go out there and take it.
The Fan.
All right, 55305. That is the Better You Today text line. Fans in Toronto are trying to get Kawhi Leonard to stay there and re-sign with the team. Obviously, the Raptors organization is trying to do it too. But there are a group of fans that have been going around to local restaurants in Toronto, especially ones that he likes to frequent, to sweeten the deal. They're calling it Kawhine and Dine, where if the restaurant agrees, they put a sticker on the door out front, and Kawhi Leonard eats free for life if he re-signs with the Toronto Raptors. I mean, if you don't think your guy's going to re-sign, you got to get creative. I think that is a fantastic idea for the Toronto Raptors fans to do. Kawhine and Dine.
Kawhine and Dine, huh?
Sweeten the deal.
The extra perks.
Of being a, and by the way, he would.
What kind of food is Toronto known for?
All foods. It's a melting pot.
Okay, so it's a melting pot of food.
It's a great food city, from what I've heard. My buddy who played for the Argos said that it is
good food city.
Unbelievable.
Can't put it down because I haven't experienced it yet. I could believe that easily. I don't. When I think of Canadian food, I don't know what to think of. I think of jerky. I don't know. I have no idea why.
Canadian bacon. Why jerky?
I don't know. John
jerky
Candy.
Jerky is a weird one.
It's jerky. I don't know.
I think of Molson Ice and Canadian bacon.
Well, I know. What do you think of when you think of Canadian food? What's Canadian food? You don't see there Moose. Isn't any
syrup.
Syrup is a
maple,
good one.
Maple. That's a topping. It's not a food.
But they do have a maple reserve, a syrup reserve.
Throw okay, on top of some Canadian again, waffles.
There's actually a good documentary out there. It's really intriguing about how the maple syrup, like there's people that break into the maple syrup reserves and
there's
steal.
Reserves?
Yeah, they steal maple syrup out
like
of there.
Oil? Yeah. Oil reserves?
Yes. Oh. It's exactly like oil reserves. They keep it to make sure they have a market price that is sustainable. Because if they overproduce syrup, the whole market goes to crap and then the farmers are out. So there's like a black market for it and people break into the reserves.
I would have never have known that.
Also, ketchup up there when I was in Victoria was really sweet, really different.
Had a lot of sugar. There's a lot of sugar in ketchup.
A lot sweeter up there.
Yeah, a lot of it.
So Canada, decent food country, apparently. Yeah,
must be.
Okay. Is this something, though, that would make any semblance of a difference for a guy re-signing? If you're Kawhi Leonard, if you're Cam Cleland,
no.
Toronto's doing this for you.
No.
No?
No. No, I don't think so. I mean, talking to somebody through their stomach is great because that's what Kawhi Leonard really... No, I don't think... If you could build me a giant bubble with built-in sunlights... that I could go to on a daily basis, that would be my thing about Canada. Is it what is the appealing to? I'm not going to put Toronto down. What I'm trying to ask is, Kawhi Leonard's from California, actually from Southern California. Mm-hmm. How would you get Kawhi Leonard to stay? What if Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors make it to the finals? That's a pretty good achievement, don't you think, in 1 year?
I would say so, yes.
What would keep Kawhi Leonard in Toronto? He's full of veterans. Those guys, that entire roster is old. When I mean old, they are old. They're all guys. I mean, how old is Kyle Lowry? He's 33. Mark Gasol's 34. Kawhi Leonard is 27. He feels like he's been in the league forever, doesn't he?
Because he has.
Well, he has been in the league
19
forever.
19 when he got in.
I mean, so
right?
They're not getting 20? Any younger. And what are you going to do? And you have what star are you going to get to come to Toronto free agent-wise? You're not. So you look at it. How do you keep a guy like that? Taxes. I know the taxes are high there. Not like they're any lower in California.
You're playing double taxes, though.
Yeah, you're constantly having to deal with it. At this point, what would keep you in Toronto? Maybe you got to go food. You got to do everything you can. Does that include a guest, though? Does he get to bring a significant other? Or is it just him? That's the caveat I would throw into it. If you bring in your wife.
I'm guessing it's
and
for two.
And if you have a couple kids.
Yeah.
And you come in and they say, oh, sorry, Mr. Leonard. It's just you that's free. Not And he's like, oh. That's a problem.
I'm wondering how often, though, when a superstar goes into a place,
it's
just comped anyways.
I can tell you from the time, I'm not a superstar, but from the time we were in New Orleans, we would get comped occasionally. We would be given appetizers or special stuff, a special seating. But I can't, I honestly, I could be, never really was comped an entire meal.
Okay.
but I always tipped really well. But we were given extras within the meal. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Given extras within the meal.
Yeah, a little something for just coming in here.
Like you get like a whole thing of frogois, and I went, what the heck is that?
Though what's funny about that is these are like the guys that are millionaires get the freebies. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I've told you this before. One of the most detrimental things to my golf game was when I was done, I never paid for golf ever when I was playing. Ever. Yeah. When I got done, I was like, I gotta pay for golf? Why? You're not comping me?
What? I'm Cam Cleland.
It was a shock.
I want my golf for free.
It was a shock.
Yeah.
I went to my hometown. They went, that'd be $60, please. I'm like, what?
No, you got hometown golf for free.
No, I didn't get any hometown golf.
When you were playing, though.
Crap, but if I went to New Orleans, I could probably get on the golf course free right now. That's the difference between hometown and that. But now I pay because that's just, I don't care. You pay.
Yeah.
To help support the locals.
Just kind of the things that you have to do, man.
Yeah.
What would it be here? This is something, by the way, straight out of Portland. Portland, Rip City fans, I could totally see them trying to do this to get a player to come to Portland on a discount and to stay in Portland on a discount. And they would do it not for a Kawhi Leonard status. Like, if it would not even Damian Lillard or CJ McCollum. Like, obviously, they would do it for that. I could see a Portland fan listening to this segment right now and trying to do this for Rodney Hood or Enes Kanter.
Wings.
And be like, we don't have the money. We don't have the money. We're going to get you through your stomach.
Wings.
And, ooh. So you're just saying fire on the mountain?
Wings.
That's local cuisine that's really good wings.
I'm telling you right now. I think I found my kryptonite with it. That would keep me around. It's fire on the mountain or any of the wing places
that would keep me around too. Free tots and wings.
Yo, baby.
Tots and wings.
Yo. Now it probably wouldn't improve the play.
Give me your tots.
Get some of those tots.
My tots, man.
Free lap dances. That one. We are known for our strip clubs here in Portland.
I've only been to one, and that was in college here.
Here in Portland?
Only one time. One time.
Huh.
A crop.
Yeah, steak
one time
bites.
In college you went there.
You could double dip. You
That's
get the,
what I'm saying. We drove
you get
down.
The steak bites and.
Played at old Providence Park.
Okay. Baseball. Well,
played baseball. I was playing in Portland State. Drove the crappy buses down here. And the guys go, hey, do you guys want to go have steak and go to a club? I went, yeah, it's really cheap.
Yeah.
I was 21 at the time, 20. Went on there and had steak. I went, this is incredible. Well, Portland.
You didn't go through the salad bar, did you?
We were just getting all meat.
This was brought up on the text line. Breakside Brewery offered LaMarcus free beer for life.
Is he a beer guy?
I don't think so, but it was something to try and sweeten the pot. You know, try to get him to stick around for a little bit.
Is Breakside make IPAs?
Oh, yeah. Every beer makes it. Every beer distributor makes an IPA.
Yeah,
I hate IPAs,
dude. Oh my gosh, Danbo. 55305. What would Portland do to sweeten the pot for somebody like Toronto's going restaurant to restaurant? Dusty Cam on the Fan.
This is Dusty and Cam in the Morning on 1080 The Fan. Watch out, price for flight.
In finding Mr. What would Portland do to lure a big free agent to sign? Free soy.
Brought to you by Soy Boy. Free soy. All the soy boys out there lining up.
Preston, do you know what a soy boy is?
Cam missed out on Jiggles.
Oh, you did.
That was right off my exit, baby, to Walton.
That was a 18 and over juice bar.
Yeah. Do we tell Preston what a soy boy is?
Do you know what it is?
You know what a soy boy is?
Go ahead and Google it. We got
you. Take a look and you let me know if you know anybody like that.
Okay.
Yeah, Google it.
It's okay to Google it on a work computer, right?
Oh, trust me, there have been so many worse things that have been Googled on these work computers.
See. Look, I got support from the text line. Better you today.
What?
He doesn't like IPAs. It is like drinking a tree sap.
A guy.
They're out there. I am a stout guy. I love stout.
You know what?
I love porter and lagers.
You?
Very much so.
You you bash all the time.
I love a good Hef, too.
How can
are wonderful.
You say that these beers are trash? Like, that's like the music thing.
No.
That's exactly like the music thing.
I said I can appreciate the making of IPAs. I can appreciate the value that people like. I think they taste like a bad shoe.
Yeah.
It'd be like drinking somebody's shoe sweat. That's what it tastes like to me.
Nah. You just need to refine the palate of your beers.
No, I think of the Keystone Bitter Beer guy. Every time someone tries to, try this one, Kim, you're going to love it.
How great was Bitter Beer Face guy?
He was great.
That was an effective ad campaign. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't Keystone do that anymore? Keystone Light?
All right, I got the Soy Boy Urban Dictionary definition.
Yeah, did you read? Well, we know what it is.
Should I read this out loud?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you should. Yeah, we can do it. We've been through this, but yeah, read the definition and tell me how many people you know that fall in that category.
Well, the average soy boy is a feminist, non-athletic, has never been in a fight, and will probably marry the first girl that has sex with him.
Yes. So how many people do you know like that? More than you would
More
like to
More than you
admit?
Would like to know?
Not really. I'm trying
not
to...
Really?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to think.
Remember, if you eat a lot of soy, it's been known to give you
That's what it says.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
That's what it's been known. I don't know. I'm just going after what the internet says. The internet must be right.
All right. 55305. What would Portland do if we were trying to go the Raptors route? Raptors are trying to lure Kawhi Leonard into a long-term extension with the team by going around restaurant to restaurant and offering free food for life.
How about this? Offer helicopter rides to and from Moda Center to avoid the god-awful traffic.
That is such a great point. That is a great point.
Free helicopter ride? Just straight Kobe Bryant this thing in and out of Portland?
Yeah.
He could live in Lake Oswego and then just chopper it in?
Get to the chopper, do it now!
What a great way to travel to your game.
Paul Allen used to fly to PDX and then chopper to somewhere to get to the games, I heard.
Seriously?
But he didn't chopper, obviously, to the arena.
Like, where is he landing
in
Portland?
You can't do that.
Does any of the skyscrapers here?
You mean buildings over 10 stories?
Is there any helicopter landing? Well, of course, the hospitals have them. Yeah. I know that. But you can't just, hey, by the way, can we use your helipad?
What? Yeah, go ahead and try that.
Well, I don't know. Hopefully... Maybe somebody knows there's a helipad downtown. I can't see that high.
There's the, what's the hospital right over there? There's a hospital right over there that... Emmanuel, which is right over there that you could, I guess, go into. But there's a helipad on Moda. Is that true? I didn't know that.
Is there really?
Could you just land it right on
top of
the
Moda? Well, there's probably a place you can land it on.
Mm. But I think that would be a great idea because the traffic sucks, and the worst spot for traffic is right at Moda Center.
Yeah, it's awful.
Like, it is the absolute worst for traffic right in that area. And I was sitting there, and I was going, I drove across the bridge the other day. It was sunny. It was beautiful. And I looked to the left, and Moda Center was getting ready for a playoff game. And I looked to the right, and there was Terminal 2. And I was like, how awesome would it be?
Don't do that to me
right
now.
If you had baseball going on, there was a home game. It was when it was like sunny and 80.
Western Conference Finals.
And then you look over to the left, and you could just take that little
game.
You could take that barge. You could take one of those water taxis right from the baseball stadium.
You gotta do that.
To the Western Conference Finals.
Can you picture this in your mind? A beautiful 78-degree day. Getaway day of baseball starting at noon.
Yeah.
NBA Finals game starting at 7.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I know. But you
exactly what I just got done describing.
Yeah, but you're describing it, but I'm getting super specific of taking that degree of having a beautiful beverage out at the gorgeous open-air stadium of baseball and then water taxiing it over, heading indoors. For a NBA Finals game.
High school me would have skipped school so hard to go to a noon baseball game in Portland.
Oh, of course you would.
Oh, my gosh.
I can tell you with 100% certainty, when Portland gets a baseball team, I may get a letter from my kid's school about truancy for missing Wednesdays
Priorities.
Near the end of the school year.
Priorities.
Because getaway day, if there's a day baseball game... Probably going to be there.
You're going to see people blow off work,
kids
too.
Are going to.
Here's what would keep me in a city. Here's what would keep me in a city.
Okay, what would it
be? I got it. This is me. Mm-hmm. If I was a professional athlete and I was in Toronto or if I was in Portland, and Portland had a baseball and it had a basketball team and they wanted to lure my free agency, season tickets or a suite for baseball for the season. if you gave me a suite and said, I'm going to give you season tickets and a fractional ownership. Fractional ownership.
Whoa.
No. When I say the ability.
That's an aggressive one right there.
The ability to give in to buy into it. Like, I'm not for free. Like, hey, okay. Can I put $10 million into this and then you can give me the da-da-da. So I'll be able to have residuals for a long time.
Yeah.
But if you gave me a suite for the baseball and I had 15 tickets and I knew I owned that box for the entire year over and over as part of my, done and done. Lock it in. Over. Sealed. Basketball? Great. I'm basketball season because it's my season to now enjoy because basketball season is only going to overlap if you're any good, if you're any good franchise for May, April, May, and June. And you just chill out, work out, and go watch baseball. Mm. Every single done. See? Locked it in.
All right. There you go. We do have confirmation. Can confirm. There is a helicopter pad on the Moda Center.
On?
On top. Yeah, just land that bird right on top.
Really? I'm going to have to do the over-the-top satellite view to see it. I didn't know that. It's on the roof of the parking garage, this person is saying.
Well, apparently there's a lot of places you could just
if you're that rich,
drop your chopper.
Stuff in there.
Well, that would be good. That would be a good one. Like if you could guarantee me I would not have to sit in traffic like ever again, I'm signed up for that. I'm also signed up for, I think free beer would be a great one for Portland. You know, I mean, that's a slippery slope there when you're
very slippery
when you're giving an athlete free alcohol forever.
Yeah.
But I think Toronto's on the right side of this, where if you can guarantee a guy that he doesn't have to go and pay, because you've long said if you could do one thing, you'd be a personal chef, right?
Hands down.
It's essentially like having a personal chef when you can go to any restaurant you True. Want, any cuisine, and you can get the menu that you want, and it's all for free.
True. I don't think I want all the people around me. But, yeah, I could see that.
Okay. All right, 55305, free coffee in Portland. Actually, that'd be a good one for the Blazers because they love their coffee so much. They travel with a French press, for goodness sakes.
It's the only way to have good coffee. It's the only way.
Is French pressing it?
It's French pressing it.
I'm not a big coffee guy. I just
French
know
press,
that.
It's the best.
Why don't you do it when you're here?
Because I don't have time. I just put it in the Mr. Coffee. You see me every morning. It takes you got to press it down. You got to get the proper water heated. It's the only way to go.
Yeah, I'm trying to listen to audio clips and stuff.
Grinding my beans,
and
baby.
You're grinding the beans, and then you get mad at me when the grinding stops because the audio that I'm listening to is too loud.
You're
like, why are you listening to that too loud? Well, I had to hear
like
it over your coffee
different
beans.
Things going on.
Yeah, I have a scattered brain, dude. I can multitask.
Yeah,
I go. It's I got terrifying. A lot of things going at once.
Terrifying.
55305, the Better You Today text line. Chris Long speaks out against one NFL policy that he believes is dumb and disregarded. One player in the NFL is getting extorted, and Major League Baseball stole the headlines on the perfect day to do it. Next, those hot and cool on the fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.